always wins with God. Right always wins with God. There are many passages in the Bible that deal with righteousness. Let me read just a few. Psalms 1:5, therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. Psalms 5:12, for it is you who blesses the righteous man, O Lord. You surround him with favor as with a shield. Psalms 11, verse 7. For the Lord is righteous. He loves righteousness. The upright will behold his face. 1 Timothy 6, 11. But flee from these things, you man of God, and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, perseverance and gentleness. 1 Peter 4:18. And it is with difficulty that the righteous is saved. If it is difficult that the righteous is saved, what will become of the godless man and the sinner? Meet with me in the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. It was read in your hearing. By faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained the testimony that he was righteous. God testifying about his gifts, and through faith, though he is dead, he still speaks. Abel was murdered. His life was cut short. And what a shame when someone is mistreated, abused, or misused. Not for anything that they did, but Abel was standing for righteousness. It says by faith, and you need to understand what it means when it says by faith. See, the kind of faith that's pleasing to God is obedient faith. It's belief coupled with obedience. And we see evidence of that in the book of John, chapter 3, verse 36. John 3:36, it says, he who believes in the Son has eternal life, but he who does not obey the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God. And so he equates obedience with belief. And that is the reason why Cain's sacrifice was not regarded by God, because he just gave something to God. Yes, yes. And I hope this morning that you came here this morning with your best for God. To worship our great God, because God is not a leftover God. Yes. Yeah. He don't. Most of us don't like leftovers. I eat leftovers every now and then, but they better be mighty good. Amen. Amen, somebody. Amen. But God does not listen to Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. Genesis 4, 3. So it came about in the course of time that Cain brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. Verse 4, Abel on his part also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of their fat portions. And the Lord had regard for Abel for his offering. In other words, the Lord esteemed, or the Lord held with respect, Abel's offering because of what he brought and the way he brought it. Yes. Listen to what else it says in verse 5. But Cain, and for his offering, he had no regard, no respect at all, didn't esteem it at all, because he knew that Cain just brought something to God. Yes. And for that reason, Abel was seen as righteous. And though he was abused, though his life was cut short, the Bible says, though he is dead, we still talking about Abel today. Yes. Right always wins with God. There were so many examples I could use and could have used this morning. I just had to hone it down to two. I want you to turn your Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 25 and verse 2. And this lesson is meant to encourage you, because sometimes leading a righteous life is a lonely life. Sometimes we don't see our rewards right away, but God's eyes are on the righteous. Okay, nobody's perfect. We know nobody is perfect, but your attitude needs to be, our attitude needs to be, that we want to live a righteous life. because it makes a difference with our great God that we serve.
Amen.
Listen to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 25, verse 2. Now, there was a man in Maon whose business was in Carmel. The man was very rich, and he had 3,000 sheep and 3,000 goats. And it came about while he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now, the man's name was Nabal. The very name Nabal means fool. That's some kind of name, isn't it?
Amen.
Lord have mercy. His wife's name was Abigail. And this scripture says, of the wife, the woman was very intelligent and beautiful in appearance. Boy, that's a good combination to find a beautiful woman on the outside and she's smart. That's a good combination. Brothers, if you got something like that, you better hold on to it.
Amen,
somebody.
Amen.
It's amazing how it said the man's name was Nabal, and his name meant, don't name your children Nabal. Yeah, don't name your children Nabal. Don't play with that name. Listen to what else the scripture says. It says this. But the man was harsh and evil in his dealings. See, no, Abigail, we are born. Sometimes we do inherit qualities from our parents, and there's no doubt about that. Even studies have shown that we do inherit qualities. But you know what? Even if you have, Abel exemplified, she demonstrated that she was intelligent. That she was, it's something that has to be, but you know, people watch us and people see us. And the scripture says that Nabal was harsh and evil in his dealing. You know, as he went about in his life, his work life, wherever he went in play life, they say he treated people harshly and he was evil. Yeah. And we all have a reputation.
Amen.
I know, I don't like nobody in my business. People are going to be in your business. You can't live. Are you around people? People will make a judgment.
Yes.
Maybe we shouldn't do that. But when you come to the Lord, if you've been here a while, if somebody asks, well, how is Brother Dundee? But Dundee is our song leader for those of you don't know him. Tell me about Brother Dundee. Some people say, well, I don't know him. But if he's been around for a while, somebody gonna say, well, Brother Dundee, he's all right. Or he's a good man. Or he's a loving man. Or he's a married man. He's a family man. He's a man of God. Or they might say something else.
Help us.
Or some people don't say anything. They say if you don't have nothing good to say, don't say anything. And so whether we like it or not, we do, because the scripture says we ought to be the light of the world. You know what? God wants people to see us wherever we go.
Yeah.
God wants us to be a great example wherever we go. And this man was harsh and he was evil.
Help us.
In all of his dealings. He was a Calebite. The very word Calebite means he was probably from the tribe of Caleb. Some of you know who Joshua and Caleb, the spies that spied out the land of Israel. The word Calebite actually means doggish. He was a fool. And you know, the scripture also don't go walk around calling people fool. Now, but the Bible is calling him. It's just identifying who he is. And so he was evil. He was harsh. He was foolish. Then it says that David heard in the wilderness. That would be King David. He's not king at this time. But David heard in the wilderness that Nabal was shearing his sheep. Actually, he wasn't shearing his sheep. His men were. But Nabal was very rich, had plenty of money, and he was even known by David. So he had to be a man who the people knew, the men knew, people knew. They told David about him, and David heard that he was shearing his sheep. So David sent 10 young men. And David said to the young men, go up to Carmel, visit Nabal, and greet him in my name. Listen to what he said. And thus you shall say, this is what I want you to say, have a long life. Peace be to you. Peace be to your house. Peace be to all that you have. Now, I've heard that you have shearers. Now, your shearers have been with us. David says, your shearers have been out here in the wilderness with us. And we have not insulted them, nor have they missed anything all the days that they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore, let my young men find favor in your eyes, Nabal. For we have come on a festive day. He uses the term fest. It's a good day. It's a prosperous day. It's a prosperous time. There are no famines in the land. Everything is going good, Nabal. Please give whatever you find at your hand to your servants and to your son David. So David, didn't he ask really nicely? Didn't he put this so nicely to Nabal? He says, listen, go to Nabal in my name. Tell him David sent you. And this is what I want you to say. And I want you to say it just like me. Peace unto you. Peace unto all that you have. Oh, we know you are a rich man. Peace unto. And he says it very, don't you think he worded that very kindly and nicely? Oh, it looks like he did. And David was asking, see, now you know, some of you may know the story that David at this time, Saul had been chasing him all over the place. He had men with him. He hadn't been appointed king yet. Now he's traveling. He had already been anointed king, but he hadn't been appointed king. And so he goes there and he has this request and his men are out and they need something to eat. He says, listen, it's a good day. You got a lot out here. He says, your men have been out here. We haven't harmed them. We haven't done anything to them. They are protected. And we just want something to eat. Then he goes on and says, when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all these words David in David's name. Then they waited. But Nabal, you remember what his name means, right? But Nabal answered David's servants and said, who is David and who is the son of Jesse? Now, you can tell a fool when he opened his mouth. I shouldn't say just he. And I know there are no fools in here, so we're talking about folk who are not here this morning. But you can tell a fool when they open their mouth because they say things that just don't make no sense. Now, he's going to act like he don't know who David is. But he also say, and who is the son of? If you don't know who David is, how you know who his dad is? And who is the son of? He knew exactly. And you'll find out later when you read on, you know he knew who David was. Who is the son? He says that. Then he goes on to say, there are many servants today who are even breaking away from his master. He says, look at that folk. I'm not giving David nothing. You got folks who leaving their masters and just taking everything the master had. Just saying anything. And then he goes on to say, shall I then take my bread and my water and my meat that I've slaughtered for my shearers and give it to a man whose origin I do not know? Liar, liar, pants on fire. And you know, people can make excuses when they don't want to do something, can't they? He goes on to say, so David's young men retraced their way. They went back. They came and told David, according to all these words. They told David just what he said. David said to his men, each of you gird up his sword. So each man girded up his sword, and David also girded. David was hot. He was angry because, you know, he took a lot of time to tell these men nicely. Listen, this is what you're to say to him. And I don't know if the men exaggerated, but they probably came to David. That man ain't giving us nothing. And David is burning up. And now David had already previously, he'd been fighting battles and running from Saul and doing all of this. Now he wants some rest. David is smoking. Listen to what else it says. And about 400 men went behind David, while 200 stayed with the baggage. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, behold, David sent messages from the wilderness to greet our master, and he scorned. Now listen to this now. Now, not David's man. But one of Nabal's men told Abigail, what was done. And you can believe it or not. You can say what you want. Sometimes we say, well, don't tell nobody. Somebody going to tell something. Amen. Somebody's going to report. You can be doing something and you think you're doing it under a sheet. And somebody's going to tell somebody.
Help us.
And they told one of Nabal's men. Nabal's men knew how he was.
Yes.
But they still work for him. And some of us in places like that right now where you're working for somebody, or you around somebody, and they just you know it's something wrong with them. And, but you're in that position, and you take it, and you do what you can. But I tell you what, you can't stop people from talking.
Man.
Yet the man, listen what else it says. He told him, listen, Nabal, Abigail, Nabal just, he talked bad to the men. He said this, yet the men were very good to us. See, this man know one of them neighbor. They know. Listen, people know what's right.
Yes.
We know how to treat people. We want people to treat us like we want to be treated. He says that these men were good to us, and we were not insulted, nor did we miss anything as long as we went about with them while we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both night and by day. All the time we were with them tending the sheep. Now, therefore, know and consider what you should do, Abigail. For evil is plotted against our master and against all his household. Listen, what else he said? And he is such a worthless man that nobody can speak to him.
Nope.
Lord have mercy.
Yes.
His men work for him. But they knew, the King James translation uses the word Belial. It's the word literally that means comes, it's almost like you Satan. It means worthless, but it's related to Satan in the New Testament. It says Abigail, can't nobody talk to him. Now, I don't know if they tried to talk to Nabal, say, Nabal, would you reconsider? Or by this time, he had been proven to be such a fool, they didn't even waste time trying to talk to him. And believe it or not, in the world we live in, there are people like this.
Yeah.
You know what? You know, the sad part is sometimes you get a foolish person in a leadership position and just cause chaos for everybody. Notice, I said a leadership position. Sometimes it don't have to be a company. It don't have to be an organization. Sometimes it could be right in our homes. Lord have mercy. And listen, and when you're trying to do what's right and when you're trying to live right, boy, that's going to be a hard situation to live in.
Yes.
And this man said, Lord, you know what? I thank God. But it's never, it's two wrongs never make a right. Too wrong. Never. Even the man that went to Abigail, he said, listen, you got to talk. David's going to kill, he still called him our master. Nabal is still out. David's going to kill him. He's crazy, but David's going to kill him. Yeah. Nobody can talk to him. Listen to verse 18. Then Abigail hurried, took 200 loaves of bread and 2 jugs of wine and 5 sheep already prepared and 5 measures of roasted grain and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and loaded them on donkeys. Now, Abigail was smart. She was a smart lady. I tell you what, she was a smart lady. Now, you know, Nabal, the scripture said Nabal was a rich man. Abigail had access to a lot of that stuff, too.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
She said to her young men, go on before me. Behold, I'm coming after you. But she did not, notice this, she did not tell her husband Nabal. Now, sisters, don't get no ideas. What you mean, Brother Gary? Listen. Now, because we know when you get married, you won. And we are to be at one. But you know what? Reality is we know each other.
Yes.
We know each other. But remember this. Now, she didn't tell her husband. But when you read this whole text, you see that everything Abigail did was for the good of her household. No, so don't get any idea. You old brookie, I like that because, see, my husband or my wife or she's crazy. I'm not going to tell her. But see, we mean it for evil, or sometimes in our deviousness, We are being deceptive, but we're doing it for selfish. Nothing she did was for, everything she did was for the good of her household. Yes. And the good of the whole land. Yes. And so she didn't tell Nabal. Notice this. And also, this is an urgent situation. This is literally life or death, and she knew that.
Yes.
Listen to what else it said. She didn't tell Nabal. It came about as she was riding on a donkey, came down by the hidden part of the mountain, and that behold, David and his men were coming down toward her. And this is how urgent it was. They were almost at the point that David was about to take action on these men. It says, so she met him. Now David had said, surely in vain I have guarded all that this man has in the wilderness. Now, David is still boiling over. And he's literally talking to himself. And you can just see him riding on a chair or riding on a horse. And he's talking, he said, look here, now I've done everything. I have guarded this man's stuff. He says, so that nothing was missed of all that belonged to him. And he's returned me evil for good. It's like he's talking to somebody else, talking to his man. This man must be crazy. I'm guarding my men been out here. I have done nothing but good for this man. Y'all, this man is, he's almost rearing himself up to get back at this man. He says, may God do so to the enemies of David, and more also if by morning I leave as much as one male of any who belong to him.
Uh-huh.
David said, you know what? We're going to kill all of them men. Every last one of them.
Please.
Anybody ever been that mad before?
Uh-huh.
Calm down. Calm down.
Please.
David was mad as he could be. And then Abigail approaches. When Abigail saw David, this beautiful, beautiful lady on the outside and the inside, she heard and dismounted from a donkey, fell on her face before David and bowed her. Abigail knew who David was.
Amen.
Listen, David knew, Nabal knew who David was. Maybe he was jealous. Maybe he said, look, he think he gonna be king. He still not getting none of my stuff. What a mistake. She fell at his feet. And just listen to her words. On me alone, my Lord, be the blame. Oh, that's a beautiful lady.
Yes.
That's a beautiful lady. Some of us, we wouldn't do that. That's not the words we would say. Some of us, we saw David. David, I tried to tell him. And some of us might even say, yeah, David, kill him, but don't kill me. She said, on me alone, I'm to blame. Please let your maidservant speak to you and listen to the words of your maidservant. Notice this. Listen to what she said. Please do not let my Lord pay attention, speaking of David, to this worthless man, Nabal. For as his name is, so is, oh my goodness gracious. She's talking about her husband. And she said, but now notice this. She's trying to curb the anger of David.
Yes.
Notice. And in her heart, she's trying to do what's right for her family, even for her husband. And she says, I got to come. It's almost like she's saying, David, I understand why you are so angry.
Yes.
But you got to know what you're dealing with.
Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your maidservant, did not see the young men of my Lord whom you sent. Nabal is Abigail saying, if I would have saw him, I would have talked to him. I would have talked to even. Now, therefore, my Lord, as the Lord lives and as your soul lives, since the Lord has restrained you from shedding blood and from avenging yourself by your own hand, now then let your enemies and those who seek evil against my Lord be as Nabal. Then he says, now let this gift that I'm giving you, which your maidservant has brought to my Lord, be given to the young men who accompany my Lord. Please forgive the transgression of your maidservant, for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house. Speaking of David, an enduring house, because my Lord is fighting the battles of the... Notice what Abigail is doing. She's saying to David, David, oh, thank God that you haven't killed nobody yet. Yes. Thank God that I've gotten here and you haven't shed any. It's like David, Abigail is not only doing for her good, for her household, she's saving David from the vengeance that he would take, that would rid him with guilt for doing something on the spur of the moment.
Yes.
She goes on to say, she said, David, you fighting battles for the Lord. You on the Lord's business, and you don't want this on your head, even though you're mad and even though you feel like you got to. Anybody ever been so mad you wanted to go to work and curse somebody out? Go tell somebody everything on your mind. And you know what? Really, you felt like they've done something to you. They've wronged you. And you want to tell them all. Sometimes you're in your own house. You want to. But somebody gets in between you and that moment.
Yes.
And say, oh, baby, hold on, baby. Come. Don't do that.
Yes.
Don't do that. Remember who you are.
Yes.
Remember whose you are.
Yes.
Think about all the consequences. Don't just think about yourself. And Abigail, she takes this moment and she's talking to David and she's trying to talk. Thank the Lord for somebody that got some sense.
Yes.
For somebody that want to do the right thing. Whether you a man, whether you a woman, whether you are a young child, sometimes even children have more sense than adults.
Yes.
And she pleads with David. And she's trying to do what's right. Let's see how David responds to her. Should anyone rise up to pursue you, Abigail's own goes on to say, and seek your life, then the life of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God. But the lives of your enemies he will sling out as far from the hollow. You know what Abigail's saying? Look, if somebody comes to attack you, he says, God is going to take care of you. He says, she's praying, Lord, I'm praying a prayer that anybody that come up against you, God going to take care of them. She goes on to say, and when the Lord does for my Lord, when the Lord does for you according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you and appoints you ruler over Israel, this will not cause grief or a troubled heart to my Lord, both by having shed blood without cause and by my Lord having avenged himself. And when the Lord deals well with my Lord, then remember your maid. Say, David, Lord, you're not going to do this. You're not going to, because God going to bless you. And when God bless you, he said, boy, this is a smart lady. She said, remember me, David.
Yes.
Remember me, David. Bless the Abigails of this world.
Yes.
Bless anybody who has the will and the desire, notice this, to do good by everybody. Sometimes, you know, when couples want marriage counseling and they want to talk to somebody, and I think it's good when couples reach out and they need to talk to somebody. You know, couples, you make sure you talk to somebody that has both of your well-being at heart. They want your marriage to make it. You know, that will make both of you look in the mirror to see what both of you have contributed to whatever is going on in your marriage. Because there's very few cases where somebody's doing all the good and somebody's doing all the bad. And Abigail, she plays this. And let's see if David says what he says to Abigail. Then David said to Abigail, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who sent you this day to meet me. And blessed be your discernment or your understanding. And blessed be you, Abigail, who have kept me this day from bloodshed and from avenging myself by mine own hand. Bless you, Abigail. And so don't hesitate. Don't hold back. Don't allow God to use you in a way that you know is going to bring glory to God. Now, it's nothing to say. We don't know how a person is going to respond to what we say, but we do know what we can do. He says, nevertheless, as the Lord God of Israel lives, who has restrained me, David says, from harming you, unless you had come quickly to meet me, surely there would not have been left a navel until the morning light. As you know what David says to Abigail, David, thank you, Abigail. Thank you for coming. They bless you, Lord, because you, Lord, know that I was about to kill somebody.
Keep it real.
And that's just how serious it is.
Yes.
It's just how serious it is. Many moments in a meeting, in our house, while we at play on the basketball court, on the volleyball court, while we're sitting in church, while we're at an organizational meeting. Well, that's just how critical it is. Many times somebody is right on edge. Unless there is an Abigail, unless there is a person that wants to stand for what is right in God's eyesight and everyone's eyesight, then he goes on to say. So David received from her hand what she had brought and said to her, go up to your house in peace. See, I have listened to you and I've granted your request. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Notice it. The story's not over, though. And so I don't want to leave on a negative note, but we do need to see where this ends. David blessed Abigail. Abigail blessed David. David blessed Abigail. The Lord blessed them all.
Yes.
But there still is a fool out there. And I think we all need to know this. Don't you want to know what happened to the fool?
Yes.
Listen to what that says in verse number 36. Then Abigail came to Nabal. That's her husband. Behold, the sister, she didn't leave Nabal. She didn't leave him.
Okay.
Now some of you go, oh yeah, I would have left that fool. I do. But she didn't leave. See, sometimes we have to let the Lord fight our battles.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It takes faith. It takes love. It takes patience. But she went back to her husband, back to that man who she knew something was wrong with.
Yes.
And the scripture says he was holding a feast in his house. See, you can tell let me see. The Bible calls him a fool. But you can tell this man. See, he don't have a clue. He don't have a clue that he was about to die.
Okay.
Amen. No, now, and sometimes that's how people act. Sometimes people will tell you off, write you off, treat you any kind of way, and they go when they leave, they boasting. I told them I ain't gave them nothing. They get out of here. Who they think they're messing with? I'm neighbor.
Come on now.
And they don't realize what they've done. And that's and Nabal is going out. He goes have a feast, a party, and notice, he says like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunk. Yeah. So she didn't tell him anything. Abigail was a blessed woman. See, sisters, brothers. Don't try to have a long conversation with nobody that's drunk. Some of us know, don't you? No, but don't you have to. Because a person is drunk, they might hear you, but they're not. But it says, she didn't tell him anything at all until the morning light. But in the morning, when the wine had gone out of Nabal, his wife told him these things. What thing? She told him everything. Notice. Now she said, "Well, why?" Some of you might say, "I wouldn't have told him nothing." See, that's why I love this, and I love this about Abigail. You see her heart. because she still was trying to save her husband.
Yeah.
See, she said, maybe in her mind, she's like, look, I'm going to tell him everything. And maybe, just maybe, this might help this fool. No, excuse me. But some people, and it's a good heart to never give up on somebody. As long as they have life. And she said, I'm going to tell him, neighbor, do you understand, neighbor? They, 400 people, they were right down the street, neighbor. They were about to kill all of us. And you know what? It did pierce his heart. You know how we know? Listen to the word of God. It says, and his heart died within him. So that he became as a stone. Now he's sober now. And he's realizing. Let me end on this. See. Right always wins with God. Always. Now, and sometimes it's dangerous to use the word always, because sometimes things. But with God, you look at all examples in the Bible. Right, always. Now, right may not win the way people see it right away. But with God, Abel is murdered. You say his life is wasted. No, it's not. No, it was not. He did what was right in the sight of God. And we still upholding, lifting up his righteousness over 5,000-6,000 years later. Right was win. Now, with Nabal, he was a fool most of his adult life. And you read the last part of that verse, it says, and the Lord struck Nabal.
Well, now.
10 days later, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. Don't get discouraged when you're doing what's right.
Yes.
Never get discouraged when you're doing what's right in the sight of God. And I hope this is encouraging to all of us as we live our lives. First of all, that we don't want to live foolish lives. And we want to be right in the sight of God. You here today, you're not a child of God. You need to be. It's the absolute best life for us. It's not easy all the time. It's not easy all the time. And that's the part that, you know, I feel so sorry for Abel. All he's trying to do is serve the Lord. It didn't hurt anybody. And he's serving the Lord. And sometimes people get jealous. Cain may have been jealous. Sometimes people get jealous. Sometimes people scorn us. Sometimes people even plan evil against us. But let's still do what's right in the sight of God. And if you're here today and you have the faith enough to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, you're willing to repent of all of your sins, to confess Christ, to be baptized in water. We are all the benefits of being a Christian are. And the latter part of Revelation 2:10 says, be faithful unto death, and he'll give us a crown of life. And I know everybody in here wants a crown. You're here and you need us to pray for you. You're here and you need to get something right. Won't you do it right now as we stand and sing the song of invitation?
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you fully trusting in his grace this hour? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Oh, are you washed in the blood? In the soul cleansing blood